I'm Steve Scherr. A major dam on the Columbia has a serious problem. On Friday, inspectors found a 65-foot crack in the Wanapum Dam near the city of Vantage in central Washington. Grant County officials say there's no immediate threat to public safety, but they have activated an emergency plan. Anna King is a reporter for the Northwest News Network. She's been tracking the story. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Steve.
It's good to talk to you.
Thanks.
Anything new on the crack since the reporting you did this morning?
You know, since I've been learning this morning, I've been on the phone with top concrete experts throughout the Northwest and the nation, and they're telling me that a 2-inch crack, you know, this crack has moved about 2 inches. That's a significant piece of worry for a structure of this size. And, you know, there's some remaining questions. The owners of the dam, the Grant County, is slow to release, like, structural information about the dam or construction information that I've been asking this morning. But we do have these concrete experts questioning, is this a steel and concrete structure? Is this just a concrete structure? How long has this crack been in place? And when we find answers to those questions, I'll be reporting on this continuously.
The Wanapum Dam supplies nearly 900,000 homes with electricity. Has the dam's power generation been affected at all?
It has been. They've had to lower the pool behind the dam about 20 feet, and that lowers the head pressure that is put into the turbines that go through the dam, the power generation in the dam. And so when they have less water pressure, they have less power to supply consumers. But what's happening is they're also the owners of Priest Rapids Dam just downstream, and that dam is at full capacity, so it's running power. And so no lights are off. Everyone's fine. If they need additional power, the officials at the dam have said they'll buy power on the market. So people should be able to run any kind of electronics they want to.
So Wanapum gets lowered. It's operating less efficiently, but the lower dams can raise their reservoirs. They can increase their capacity.
Priest Rapids Dam is just down.
Anna King, what's the immediate risk to people living around that dam or downstream from it?
Well, it's funny you mention that. My husband and I live not very far off of the Columbia River, so this is of great concern to me personally as well as my reporting for the region. But what officials have told me is that there is not a huge risk to people downstream, that if the monolith, which is this big concrete structure with a crack in it, in the dam, if it was to topple, that there would be some additional flow going through the dam, but that subsequent dams down the river could handle that additional flow, and it would not raise the level of the river beyond normal, spring runoff kind of levels. That being said, we've seen dam collapses in the past. There's been books written on this kind of incident, and so everybody is under concern. I mean, everybody is concerned, including myself and my husband. I told my husband the other day, if we hear that it's cracking, we're putting on our tennis shoes and running for Badger. Talked to, 15 minutes ago, said they still don't have an update on how long this might take to repair. They do have expert civil engineers and divers on the problem. They expect to have an update later this afternoon, which I'll be covering in reports, and we'll try and keep you posted. I think one of the biggest things is that this crack is a long crack. It's, 65 feet across at the bottom kind of this huge concrete pier called a monolith. But the real concern is not how long the crack is, but how wide it is. It's about 2 inches wide. I spoke to a man named Rob Shogren, who's the technical director of Lafarge North America, which is a major concrete contractor throughout the region and the world. He's the director for everything in North America, and he said a 2-inch crack in a major concrete structure like that is of great concern. This is a company that builds massive dams throughout the country, and he would be the guy to know, and he says that's of great concern.
I mean, it may be that they'll have to put that dam out of power for a while. It could affect the amount of megawatts that we're going to be generating, but as you say, Anna King, they'll try to buy it on the open market.
Yeah, and you know, the dam's potential for failure, we don't really know yet, but I think that they're trying their best. This man, Rob Shogren, told me that drawing down the water 20 feet and reducing that pressure above the dam is the best move they could make, and a very cautious, a very good move for Grant County. And so he thinks that they're handling it appropriately. This is a difficult situation. Underwater concrete is subject to wear and tear, but they're certainly trying to make this a better situation. I think that we'll be bringing you more information as the days go on this. I'm following it closely, and it's a major thing.
Yeah. All right, Anna King, thanks. We'll listen for your reports.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Anna King is correspondent, Northwest News Network. 1,000 megawatts of hydroelectric power generated by that dam. Built in 1959, it's more than a mile long. This is The Record.